Hello, this is your host Abby, and you're back to the Abby Talks. So today's our main focus will be the introduction of our multimedia project, and we will start from the small summary of the book and end the day with the thesis I chose for my essay with the subtopics. So the book I chose was A Complicated Kindness by a Canadian writer known as Miriam Toews. So the whole novel is set on a small religious Mennonite town called East Village. The novel is narrated from the viewpoint of Nomi, a 16-year-old Mennonite girl who gradually comes to the realization of what the beliefs of the community have done to her family and how they tear her mom and dad apart. As the novel progresses, Nomi puts together the clues that tell her exactly what happened to make both her sister and her mother abandon the family at a young age. It was never revealed where they actually went, but the novel flaunts a complex structure where the narrator begins by describing her childhood, and then she moves on into the present day, where she has to deal with the different problems thrown at her by religion, mainly which was a religious persecution by Mennonite community. Thesis I chose was a connection between your psychological culture differences. The two main ones which I discussed over and over was collective culture and individual culture. So the out of these two, individual culture may be defined as one where people are bothered about themselves, whereas collectivist culture is one where people place the community above the personal and the common good is being the primary concern. So the main thesis I chose was A Complicated Kindness plots the impossibility of having a strong self-identity when you're under an irresistible current of the collective identity influences. So the author of the book, A Complicated Kindness, pays a lot of attention to the question as why Nomi cannot change her identity or have a self-identity in the same culture. So the main points discussed by the author to conclude why Nomi was not able to are the collective group persecutes people searching for their own identity. Second one, collective community members show sculptures behavior towards the people who try to develop a strong identity. And the third one, that there are serious differences between both which make the transition impossible, mainly which is the surrounding environment or the behavior changes between two of the cultures, collectivist and individualistic. So this kind of concludes my multimedia project, which focuses on the two things, a psychological research on the both of the groups, both of the culture groups, and the second, Miriam Toews' book called A Complicated Kindness. And I hope you enjoy this multimedia project.